to Get to Know Grace. I am Pastor Rachel, and I am so grateful that you have joined us again for another episode of a fantastic podcast where we get to know Grace, where we get to know the people of Grace Lutheran Church, and where we get to hear the story of God's grace active in our lives. I'm joined today by the amazing Brooke Nelson, who is here, and I'm so grateful you said yes to joining and hanging out and chatting with me for a little bit. It's going to be great.
Are you so excited?
So I was going to say, are you excited?
Yes. Perfect. 100%.
I am too, so this is going to be great. For anyone listening who's never listened to one of these episodes before, welcome. Get comfy. We're going to learn some stuff about God's presence in Brooke's life. So let's open with a word of prayer. Good and gracious God, thank you so much for this time to pause and to listen, to receive the story of your presence in Brooke's good life. Help us all who are listening now to be open to your presence, open to your word, open to who you are and who you've been, both in our lives and in Brooke's life. As we listen, help us all to be witnesses to your love, your life, and your light that surrounds us constantly. Help us, guide us, and lead us. Bless this time that we have together, and bless our lives forevermore. All this and so much more we pray in your holy name and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Brooke, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you want everyone out there, all our listeners, to know about who you are?
Okay. Well, my name is Brooke. I go to Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma. I am a junior or third year. We kind of use those terms interchangeably. And then just official as of a couple days ago, I am double majoring in anthropology and religion. And I'm double minoring in dance and Hispanic studies. And then I'm also part of the Peace Corps prep program.
Holy cow, Brooke!
Yes.
I didn't know this!
Yes.
This is amazing! Guys. This is amazing! Wow! Okay, I'm sorry, I interrupted. Continue. I'm just so excited for you.
No, you're good.
That's amazing.
I'm living on campus this year again. Lived at home last year with COVID. It's a vibe. I work in the Writing Center as a, like, consultant and tutor, so just, like, helping other students with their papers, with, like, grammar or citations or whatever. They come in and it's like, hey, I need help with this, or, like, hey, can you read through this with me? And so that's been just really fulfilling work, even though it's a lot sometimes. Just very different levels of papers and very different content, depending on the class that the student is coming in for.
Sure.
And then I also am working in the nursery at Mountain View Lutheran in Edgewood. Yeah. So that's been really fun, and have worked with some little babies, which has been really fulfilling as well.
Very cool. Very cool. I'm so excited to hear about your double major and double minor, because also, holy cow, that sounds like a lot of work.
Yes and no.
Okay.
It was kind of funny. I've been a declared anthropology major since a month before the world shut down.
Okay.
So February 2020, and I was a freshman, and I knew, like, going into school, I knew that's what I wanted to study, and then I needed to declare a dance minor because of a scholarship that I have, and also I have been dancing my entire life, so that fit.
Yeah.
And then I really, really enjoyed taking Spanish classes in high school. I just felt very at home in my Spanish classes, and as well as, like, the Mexico mission trips here. Just wanted to keep my knowledge of Spanish and, like, keep working on my Spanish language, and so I was like, well, I can minor.
Yeah.
Because that's, I think I have two more classes to do of it, so I'm pretty close to being done. And it's been nice to stay somewhat immersed in the language. It's been a little spotty some semesters as far as, like, I can't take a Hispanic studies class this semester.
Right.
But I'll be in one in spring, and so it works out.
Yeah.
And then Peace Corps prep was, like, my anthropology professor my freshman year, like, fall semester, was like, hey, this is a program that I run. If you guys are interested, like, come talk to me. And I was like, that it's just, like, there's a checklist of requirements, and it just helps you, even if you don't plan necessarily on going into Peace Corps, but if you want to go into humanitarian work or, like, working overseas in some capacity, it's, like, it helps you be more well-rounded because you have interview skills and you have a resume workshop that you have to go to and you have leadership experience and, like,
totally.
All of these different requirements. And I had to do so many hours of experience in the field. So I did an internship last fall, and that counted. So it's just a really easy way to both build my resume and, like, get credit for it at the same time.
That's awesome!
Yeah.
Do you think you might do the Peace Corps?
It's a little up in the air. I'm not sure. Started reconsidering things over the summer, but that is a other conversation.
Yeah, okay, great.
But, yes, I do want to go into some sort of, like, service or ministry work. I don't know if that would be Peace Corps, though.
Totally. Because I was just thinking, we had on the podcast, oh gosh, a few weeks back now, you met Jason Hervin?
Yes.
Okay, so Jason and his spouse, Kirsten, both did Peace Corps.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't connected with them over that, you totally should, because they would be great people to talk about it. Jason talked a lot about how Peace Corps sort of, the experiences while on Peace Corps really, really shaped his faith and his just walk with Christ. So, anyways, total aside plug for Peace Corps, which is not why we're here. But anyways,
yes.
I love service programs like that, extended service programs of being able to really immerse yourself in a culture and in a community and learn, not just in the, like, short snippets that we get when we do mission trips, but, like, the long-term relationships that you can get, which do also happen over mission trips, but it's just different because you're there for such a short time and then you come back. Like, the idea of being there for a longer time is just, it's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we digress. Okay, so tell us about how you first came to Grace Lutheran and or what keeps you coming back.
Okay, well, I think my mom mentioned this when she was on the podcast, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't yet listened to Diane Nelson's podcast episode, go check it out. It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, that's my mom. We came to Grace when I was in kindergarten. It was February of my kindergarten year, so 2007.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm young compared to those other people. It's fine.
It's great.
Yeah, it's so great. We, unbeknownst to me, because I was a child, there were, like, I'm not sure exactly how to phrase it, but there was stuff going on at our old congregation that my parents were kind of looking to get out, it sounded like. And so we kind of started looking around at different churches. And so I think Grace was the first one that we went to that was like, we came here on Ash Wednesday, and it was Pastor Ryan Alexander's first, like, time preaching or something like that. So he was brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, my memory is terrible. So I only remember, like, what my parents have said happened. But, like, I guess I really loved it here and, like, wanted to, like, look all around and stuff. And my parents were like, would you be okay if we didn't go back to our old congregation on Sunday and, like, came here instead? And I was like, yeah. And we never went back. Been here ever since. So that's what brought me to Grace. And, like, I know that my parents were looking for a bigger, like, youth program and stuff like that, because the one at our old church was really small. But especially with having, like, little brother on the way,
it's,
like, our family's growing, we would like actually a youth program. So yeah, that was what, like, brought us to Grace originally. And then as far as, like, staying at Grace or, like, keep coming back, definitely I was super involved in, like, I was the kid that did everything in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I did confirmation, I was in youth group, I did all the Mexico mission trips and, like, all the requirements for those trips, and, like, I was in a handbell choir and, like, I was very, very involved here. And so that definitely kept me coming back, because there were commitments and, like, felt like I was responsible for things. And so, but also just, like, the sense of community here and having those service opportunities that I didn't necessarily get in the other spaces that I was in. And then as, like, going off to college definitely has changed how I interact with Grace, I feel like, because I'm now 45 minutes away, and it's a little bit different. But coming home, like, moving home because of the pandemic and, like, watching the online services again, it was like, okay, I've missed this. And it was just that sense of familiarity because it's, like, what I've grown up with. So that's definitely what's, like, kept me coming back.
Yeah. Well, I love that. It's just, it's so nice when you go away, especially when you go away for college and you have, like, these set times that you are, like, sort of plugging back into being at home. And it's so nice to have that, like, the comfort of being able to return and knowing that it's still there. Totally get that.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's a great reason to keep coming back. Absolutely. Okay, so tell us about a time in your life when God's grace made a big difference, since we're learning both about Grace Lutheran and get to know Grace. It's both and. So when was a time when God's grace made a big difference in your life?
Okay, I was thinking about it this morning and, like, just reflecting on, like, different experiences that I've had.
Yeah.
And it was hard to, like, come up with a solid one, to be completely honest. But I wrote down a ton of notes, so I'm just, like, looking through them. I'm like, what do I want to talk about? I think one of the biggest things that has impacted me the most, especially, like, with the pandemic and everything, has been trusting God's timing and plan and being able to see God's hands working in things retrospectively.
Yeah.
But also that relies so much on, like, faith and what God's doing and just very much trust.
Right.
Has been the biggest thing. So there's been a couple examples of that recently. Go with that one. I was like, what examples? So over the summer, I worked at a Christian camp in Yelm. Was there for 2.5 months. It was such a formative faith experience. Oh my word. And, like, not the easiest time, like, living pretty secludedly, with a lot of people that I didn't know at the start of the summer and then knew super well by the end of the summer.
Sure.
But it was, I think I'd been there a little less than a month. I was driving out to town on our day off with two other staff members, and we were coming back to camp, had finished doing our grocery shopping, and we had, like, gone to Goodwill and stuff like that. It's just, like, a little fun trip.
So off-day stuff.
Exactly, off-day stuff. And so we were driving back, and we had just gotten drinks at a coffee stand, and we were coming back, and there was traffic slowdown. And so I come to a stop, and the car behind me did not. And so I was rear-ended. I think the other car, what they had said, was going, like, 40. It was not pretty.
Wow.
So, out in the middle of nowhere, kind of, like, yes, close to a town, but not really at the same time. So, pulled off to the side of the road, like, exchanged information with the other driver. She had never been in an act, like, anything before, and so, like, State Patrol got called and, like, all of this stuff. And meanwhile, my parents are 1.5-2 hours away. And so having to be the capital A adult in that situation was extremely stressful. But it's, like, sadly, I'd been in a similar situation before as far as, like, cars getting bumped. And so kind of knew what the procedure was. And there was another, like, caravan of camp people that had been driving behind us. And so they, like, pulled off ahead of us because they caught up with us. And they're like, hey, like, you guys okay? What's going on? So, like, filled them in on what happened. They were like, well, we're going to go back to camp and, like, let the permanent staff know what happened. Right. And they're like, we'll be praying for you guys and, like, everything. So, because we had just gotten coffee, people's drinks spilled all over the inside of my car. So we were cleaning out. We were cleaning up the car and just got everything squared away with State Patrol, got the police report filed and, like, everything. and like updated my, had called my parents, updated them on everything that was going on. They're like, okay, we'll head down there, because thankfully wasn't that far away from home.
Sure.
And so I just remember the state patrolman being like, do you think you can drive it? I was like, yes, I can.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, cool. Because my comforting thought was like, if I can get back to camp property, then I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
And like other times that I had been in a car that had been rear-ended or like been, whoops, hadn't been able to drive away from it. And so it was like, that was the win that I needed.
Yeah.
And thankfully I was able to drive back to camp. And it was one of those like hop right back on the horse kind of situations where it's like, I know that I'm going to be terrified to drive. But it's going to be less terrifying if I'm not stuck on the side of the road.
Right.
So made it back to camp. Where it's like in the main parking lot, and it was camp very much after that point became a safe haven,
yeah.
a safe space, because it was like, okay, I'm safe here.
Yeah.
And like didn't have my car because then I had to go into the shop and stuff like that. But it was not a situation where I was commuting to work every day. I was living there. If I needed things from town, I could like send people with lists, or people could drive me eventually. So it just, even though it really sucked in the moment and it was a really, like, not great situation, a bunch of community and, like, outpouring of love and support from just even the permanent staff that I didn't necessarily have a close connection with. They were like, let us know if you need anything, or, like, if you, XYZ, if you need anything, let us know. And it was just a very loving community. And just a very gracious situation to be in.
Good. Oh, I'm so glad to hear it. Oh, I love this. This is why I love this podcast, because I just get to hear all these stories, and I just selfishly love getting to hear all these stories. It's so, thank you for that.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm so glad you had camp. Holy cow. That you had somewhere to go after all of that.
Yeah, It was definitely a God thing.
Yeah.
Like, just this entire summer was a God thing.
Yeah.
Even going there in the first place
was
very last minute, but...
But it worked out.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing about God. It doesn't matter, like, last minute, on time, delayed, whatever it is. Like, God's still gonna make it work in pretty fantastic ways.
You're something. 100% true.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, of course.
This has been so much fun. And I just want to like sit and listen and tell more stories.
I'm down.
Well, thank you so much for sharing and for sharing a bit of God's presence in your life. This has been phenomenal. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been such a blessing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Literally anytime. Anytime you want to sit and chat, you know where my office is. We will gab. It'll be great. Oh, perfect. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening, for tuning in. Don't forget to tune in next week. We'll have another amazing and great get to know Grace. This is too many alliterations. It's the end of the, we're recording too right after church, so like all of like ability to hold muscle memory together is just gone. It's just gone. All right. That's enough from us though. Take care, everyone. Blessings on your hour, on your day, on your week. Take care, and we'll see you here right back next time. Take care, everybody.